Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler, and my guest today is Maureen Faw. Maureen is author of Are You Living It? Five Secrets to Living Your Most Life. She's a real dynamo. I've had the pleasure of talking to Maureen a couple of times, and I actually got to meet her in person last week. Her energy is magnetic. She's a coach, and she teaches and speaks all over the country about her story, how to turn tragedy into triumph. So, Maureen, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here, Pam. Thanks a lot for inviting me.
And I guess I also want to make note and you know, plug your radio show on Hay House Radio.
Day
and time is that?
It's Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific at hayhouseradio.com, or you can download the app and listen on your smartphone, 6 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Cool.
Thank you.
So yes, absolutely. We're here to support one another and spread our word however we can. So thank you for joining me today, and I know you're going to be a great guest for a lot of different reasons, but it's certainly nice to have a guest that's familiar with radio and radio interviewing and whatnot. So, well, let's jump right in, Maureen, and how about we talk a little bit about your life and yourself before you became a coach. You know, life sometimes is messy and we may not live in balance and whatnot. Can you just share a little bit about that?
Yeah. As a little girl, I was always pretty good in school, but I was really interested in my mom's nursing books. So I used to like flipping the pages to these weird diseases and strange tumors and things like that, and I really grew a fascination for how the body works. And I went to college for nursing. And
in college,
I got introduced to one of my gurus, God bless his soul as it still exists in the non-physical plane, Wayne Dyer. His first book, Your Erroneous Zones, I couldn't believe that someone was thinking this way, was thinking about how we are expansive beings. And I was just totally turned on to the self-improvement, personal growth industry from that point on. And I became a student of life. My career progressed, but I felt like I left my personal development body at home in my nightside stand with the book I was reading. And I felt like I brought a different person to work. And
so what was the actual career that you were doing? Where were you working at that time?
Very shortly after my nursing career at bedside with cardiac patients, I went into more the business side. That just appealed to me more. It felt more, I was pretty ambitious. It felt like more of a way I could be successful. And I wanted to be, quote unquote, successful in the world.
So what did that success mean to you? Like how did you view success at that point in time in your life?
At the young ages, as I was developing, it meant driving the car of my dreams. It meant making as much money as I could, having the clothes I wanted, the big house, all of those external trappings of success. So I pursued that. I pursued the external trappings of success while I had this fascination back in my soul, my heart, my brain of being a person of the non-physical world. And those two worlds were very separate for a long, long time. And I had angst at work, or I was successful to a point and then I wasn't getting any further, or there were clashes at different levels in the organization and all kinds of confusing messages and things going on that caused me a lot of stress, and I didn't know how to solve them. And
so did that stress manifest itself mostly when you were at work, or did the stress manifest itself just in your life in general?
Totally in my life in general. I had chronic sinus problems. I suffered from migraines for years. I just didn't feel well, and I tried to run myself through it. I've been a runner since high school. So I said, as long as I'm running and keeping fit physically, these things are not going to catch up to me. And so I'd wake up real early and run, and then I took up yoga. And then yoga was another way for me to try to de-stress and decompress, but I still had to go back to work for 8, 10, 12 hours and deal with that. So it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough of a counterbalance. And then I developed breast cancer. I was a very high-level executive in a national healthcare company, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer in both breasts. That was 7 years ago.
So that I guess at that point, you couldn't run away from the angst. You couldn't run away from the stress that you were feeling. So I'm sure that diagnosis was kind of your, hit over the head, aha moment, wake-up call, which is super scary. But Maureen, we're gonna take a quick break right now, and we're going to talk about your breast cancer journey right after the break, and then you can give us some tips and tools on how you made your change and how you came to where you are today. So stay tuned.
Terrific.
I'm talking to Maureen Fall, and we'll be back real quick.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
So this is Return to Life with Pam Butler. My guest today is Maureen Fall. And before the break, Maureen, you were just touching on your breast cancer diagnosis and, how that really affected your life. So can you kind of guide us a little bit about, receiving the news of the diagnosis and where you were in your life from a mental and physical standpoint?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had, thank you, Pam, and I'm totally appreciating being able to share this with your audience, so thanks again for inviting me. When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I had just taken a great big job with a big national company. I was traveling around the country providing services for hospitals. I was it. I had a nice team of people working with me. I was working for a well-reputed company, and 6 weeks into that, I was diagnosed. So I had to go to my new boss and say, I have to have a couple of breast biopsies, and I don't know what's going to happen here. And then a couple of weeks later, I said, I have to have a double mastectomy, and I have to be out for probably a month, maybe more.
And were they supportive for that?
They were extremely supportive. that blew my mind away how supportive they were, because I was real nervous that it would compromise my new position, my success. I was very nervous how that would be perceived and how it would maybe alter my trajectory of success that I was still going for, because I liked my lifestyle, I liked making money, and I was still feeling like I wasn't finished with that physical world success. So I got knocked to my knees. I told my new team in a session that we all cried in, and we all bonded with each other at a level that was deeper than anything I'd ever had in the workplace. And I felt in some ways, when I told my team I had breast cancer and I was going to be having a double mastectomy and leaving for about a month, the bond that we created with sharing that moment was a profound experience in and of itself. And I
maybe then where you were able to bring, you know, this kind of fascination or interest. You know, you had mentioned Wayne Dyer, you know, the self-help spirituality. Is that now at that point when you brought that into your workplace?
Well, let me tell you, I felt such a connection with my team. I said to myself, and I tucked this away because I was dealing with a crisis for my health. I tucked that away with myself, for myself, and I said, how can I, as a leader, find avenues to connect at this deep of a level with my team without having to, like, have breast cancer be the only way I can do it? So I tucked that little wish away as I went and had my double mastectomy, and I came back probably a little too early, but us overachievers, it's sometimes hard to tell us what to do. I had some more very profound moments with my team as I healed and needed their help on things, needed their assistance, and had to empower them in ways that had I been 100% healthy, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to have them grow into as well. And I realized through my recovery, when I was sitting at home in a lot of pain and not able to do much, I realized that deep down inside, I was a teacher. And it was
so
through,
how did you, once you kind of noticed that cultivating inside of you, how did you nurture and take the steps forward necessary to teach?
I call these moments, Pam, sneak peeks. This is my word that I've come up with this. When I was a little girl, I taught neighborhood kids how to ride their bike without training wheels. I saw kids struggling on their bike, not enjoying riding their bike, and being totally stressed out. And so I got into teaching kids how to ride their bikes and be able to enjoy them, ride them fast. I taught them how to skid. And when all that came through to me, when I realized I was a teacher and that I'd been doing this as a young girl, I said to myself, how can I take that essence of who I am as an executive and share and teach and empower and train and progress my team without it sounding like I'm some spiritual guru in the corporate world, which I knew wouldn't fly.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely can sound very intimidating and, you know, very woo-woo and hippie-ish. So
yeah,
I'm sure tried to tiptoe through that. I mean, and even now, how many years ago was that, Maureen, that happened?
This was, this whole journey of the breast cancer thing started 7 years ago. So
right.
In 2008.
So even then versus now, 2015, you know, spirituality, meditation, mindfulness, breathing techniques, much more mainstream, much more of a buzzword.
Yes.
So you were kind of dealing with it in a time where it was still kind of looked at as, oh, that, you know, that crazy hippie Maureen, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. So, and I didn't want to be perceived that way. I'm a kind of a straight-laced kind of person anyway, and I grew up, you know, Catholic schools you know, all of that. So I'm, you know, wearing uniforms. So I'm a little bit of a traditionalist as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did my spiritual training, quote unquote, in avenues of teaching people how to connect during presentations, and teaching people how to communicate more effectively, and teaching people how to process their fear so that they could do things they weren't comfortable with, in ways that was like, okay, we've got this big project, and just skill development as a manager or someone in my team. And I got such satisfaction out of that. And my team was so profoundly successful. We were just jamming. Huh. And we were seen as the department in the company, the division in the company that was on fire. And I knew that the connections that we made and what I was doing was really empowering my team as individuals as well as a collective team. And then I was asking for a promotion, and I didn't get it. And all of a sudden, I got a big job at another big company that was more successful for me personally, bigger platform, and I just brought those same skills with me to that job. And I just did more of the teaching and training.
Did you get the same response from yes. your team at this new company yes. as well?
I sure did. I sure did. We were able to quadruple the size of our division in 3 years. We went from a $50 million division to a $200 million division in 3 years. And it was all through growing the people, all through growing the people on the team. And then I realized, okay, Mo, how long are you going to take and just keep doing the corporate thing? I wanted to break out and do it without the constraints of the corporate environment. So I started my own coaching.
That must have been kind of a scary step for you to take. Here you had found all the success in the world, in the corporate
yes.
world, still kind of, I guess, feeling a little unsettled, you know, in your spiritual world. So taking that
right.
jump, taking that leap of faith,
yeah,
you know, is a tough thing to do. I guess
yeah.
particularly too, you know, having gone through the illness, the breast cancer, the double mastectomy. I mean, that's a lot of change in one person's life. So when you took that jump, what was the jump, and how did you land on your feet? Because I think that's important. You know, so
yeah.
many people want
yeah.
to make change in their life, but they get paralyzed by fear. So here,
yeah.
you know, you kind of threw that fear out the window. And you said, I'm going to jump. I'm going to trust the universe is going to support me.
Mm-hmm.
Here I
mm-hmm.
go. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Right.
So walk us through the jump. And then,
yeah.
you know, I'd love for you to share some of your tools, because I know you have some great, you know, takeaways for our listeners, too.
I will. Yes, thank you. So it was definitely scary to make the jump. And it's something I'd always kind of been itching to do, but I was terrified. So for years, I'd kind of been thinking, when am I going to do something on my own? When am I going to do this, like, motivational thing? And then I was able to plan, save money, and basically have the financial cushion that allowed me the opportunity to take that risk, because I had a plan in place. And that's really, you know, a big part of it is to have a plan. You don't just jump without a parachute.
Right.
You make sure that
right.
you know what your landing spot's going to be. You got a parachute, and you're smart about it. Having a dream is one thing, but creating plans around it is what you call a business, or what you call success. So,
right.
And that's really one of the things I think that people kind of romanticize about having a dream and pursuing your dream. But you have to be real practical when you get started about having a plan and having some specific stuff. And I trained myself. I went to seminars. I took online training. I figured out how to do this thing, knowing I was going from being an expert in my profession to being a kindergartner.
Right,
and how to
right.
do
so kind of going
this.
Going back to school and kind
yes.
of learning a whole new trade. So,
yes.
so you took the job, and what was your first job, or what was your first task?
Well, my first thing was basically to get my website up and going and figure out how I was going to provide courses for people to take online. So I had to learn all about websites and all about online programs, and I had to develop my programs, which I'd always done as a corporate executive. I was kind of good at putting together, like, the handouts for the meeting, the handouts for training, stuff like that. It was always something that came naturally to me. So I knew that part I kind of had covered. It was the online world and how to reach out to people and how to let them know I was out there so that they could get training from me. And, look, the first couple of times it flopped. I had to ask my friends and family to enroll in things and try it out, and I learned from all that.
Did
so
your friends
had,
and family think you were nuts, or were they totally
yes.
behind you because they saw your enthusiasm? Yes, I thought you were nuts. I kind of had a feeling you were going to say that. That's why I asked.
Yes, you know, and this is one of the key takeaways, Pam, that I have to impress upon almost anyone who wants to do something different, whether that be divorce their spouse, or whether it be change their haircut or change their job. Anytime we do something different, there's two things we have to keep in mind. Number one, if you're going to grow, you're going to have to let go of something.
Right.
In order to grow, we have to let go. So you let go of the old car if you're going to buy a new one. You let go of the old haircut if you're going to style your hair differently. You let go of the job or career if you're going to start your own business. You let go of the spouse if you're going to, you know, make a change there. You must let go. And there's some grieving involved in that. Regardless of whether it's positive or negative, there's grieving involved. That's just a natural aspect of being a human being, is that when we leave something, we go through a process.
Right, right, absolutely.
Yeah, so, yes, my mother's still trying to figure out if this is something I'm just toying with or if it's a real thing.
So, all right, so you said you had two steps, and first was in order to grow, you have to let go. What's number two?
Well, the first one really is the plan. You have to have
a plan. Okay.
Yes,
right.
Yes, you have to have a plan, and then you have to be willing to break from your tribe. So, and that's, you know, if you want to grow, you have to go, you have to let go. So you have to be willing to break from your tribe. And you have to be, you really should isolate yourself from the criticism, the self-doubters, the people who are going to kind of like give you messages that are going to be against your heart's desire. And sometimes you may have to like not talk to those people. You have to figure out in your life who is supporting your dreams, who's supporting the new you, and who isn't, and block those who isn't out. Because they can easily kill your dream. They can easily convince you not to change, convince you that it's not good for you.
Right, yeah. So, you know, breaking away from the old tribe and creating your new tribe. And, you know,
that's right.
People that are going to be supportive, people that are going to be like-minded.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. And one of the things I did in order to insulate myself a little bit, my brother-in-law and my stepson both had their own businesses. And I said to them, guys, will you do the Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich book with me? Will you study it with me so we can all get our minds in a great place for success? And they both jumped in full and said, yeah. So before I even left my job, I was beginning to study that. It's the gold standard of success. And if any of your listeners really want to get their mindset around success mindset, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich is the gold standard out there. A lot of other leadership and success gurus have fashioned a lot of their stuff around Napoleon Hill's 13 principles. And so we dove into this book, and I basically facilitated them because I've read the book 10 times. But when you read the book versus be the book with others, it's a different experience. So I created my mindset for success. And now actually I have a group coaching on the book that I offer every 13 to 14 weeks. That people can join in and study the book with me as part of what I, you know, services I offer on my website.
On your website.
Continues.
So I think that's important too. And I'm gonna leave the listeners with your website. We just have a few minutes left, so I want you to jump right into however you want to close off the show with whatever tools or whatever words of wisdom you have. I think that's awesome about the whole thing about, you know, surround with people, you know, that are going to amplify the positive in you.
Yes. Well, I'll leave you with two things, and these both come out of my 11 lessons to create your very own kick-ass career that you love. And it's on my website at mofall.com. So 11 lessons, and my one lesson I want to really talk about that we mentioned a little bit, and that is to be only you. Be only you. And reflect on your life where those sneak peeks came in. When do you lose time? What types of things do you do that if someone said, here's a whole day, do whatever fills you up? What are those things? And get in touch with those things and see how you can apply them to your work so you can make work more fun. That's one big takeaway I would say for folks who are listening. And the next one is, which is my lesson 11. There's actually 12 lessons in my 11 lesson ebook because I believe in giving more than asked.
Right.
Number 11 is good support isn't just for bras. We all do need support. And we have to find people who are smarter than us in certain things, people that we're smarter than that we can help. It's always a two-way street. Support's a two-way street. That's the other thing I want to make sure I emphasize. It's not just who can support us. It's how can we support them.
Yeah.
So surround yourself. They're called masterminds. I call it a strategic alliance. There's all kinds of words for it. But have people that your new tribe, like you mentioned, Pam, have a new tribe of people who can support you, because you're going to need support. If you're going to grow and change, I don't care what direction, how big or how small, you're going to need people who can really rally around and help you out. And you'll need to help others out, because that'll help your journey too.
That's awesome. I mean, that's just a tweetable line right there. Good support isn't just for bras. I mean, that's classic. That's going on. That's going to be tweetable. That's awesome. Mo, you have so much to share. I love your energy. I know you're going to be, we're going to be part of each other's tribe, so I'm super excited about that.
Me too, Pam.
You're dope. Thank you. Thanks for being a part of the show today. So, listeners, you can find out more amazing things about Maureen, or Mo, as she likes to call herself, online at www.mofaul.com. And also follow her on Twitter at Coach Mo Faul. She has great programs on her website, so be sure to check that out. Be sure to check out her radio show on Hay House. What night is it? Monday nights? Oh, she may have gone. And Maureen has a lot of great things to share, so I'm so happy she was here today. Next week, my guest is Dr. Matt Farrick. He has written a book, Dr. Matt's Plan. He has a lot of amazing things to share with us about health and wellness and nutrition. So please stay tuned next week. For now, this is Pam Butler. You're listening to Return to Life on Vivid Life Radio. And I look forward to having you back next Thursday at 11 a.m. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit, and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.